Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, No Shortcuts: Organizing for Power in the New Gilded Age, is a nonfiction book by labor organizer Jane F. McAlevey, published in 2016. It is part analysis, part practical organizing manual, and it argues that durable social change comes from building real worker and community power rather than relying on professional advocacy, symbolic campaigns, or top-down mobilization. Drawing on labor disputes and movement organizing, McAlevey contrasts three approaches to change advocacy, mobilizing, and organizing. Her central claim is that only organizing, understood as deep participation by ordinary people, in strategy, power analysis, and collective action, can produce lasting victories. The book is aimed at labor organizers, union members, activists, and readers interested in political strategy. It is especially concerned with how movements can win at scale, how they identify organic leaders, and why majority participation matters in strikes and campaigns. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, McAlevey's three models of change advocacy, mobilizing, and organizing. A major contribution of the book is its clear distinction between three different ways groups try to win change. Advocacy works through experts, staff, or institutions speaking to power holders on behalf of others. Mobilizing brings many people into public action, but usually leaves strategy in the hands of professionals or a small core of insiders. Organizing, by contrast, is the model McAlevey treats as fundamentally democratic, because it develops the capacity of ordinary people to understand their own leverage and act collectively. This framework matters because she does not treat all movement activity as equivalent. A campaign may look active and still leave power unchanged if the people most affected are not making strategic decisions. By separating these approaches, the book gives readers a practical tool for diagnosing why some campaigns generate enthusiasm without durable results. It also explains why many liberal or progressive efforts can win partial concessions while failing to build a stronger base for the next fight. Secondly, power analysis as a tool for turning ordinary people into strategic actors. The book repeatedly stresses that people gain power when they are involved in analyzing how power actually works in their specific conflict. McAlevey argues that workers and community members should not be treated as passive supporters who simply follow instructions. Instead, they should learn to map the institutions, dependencies, and leverage points that shape a dispute. This is what gives organizing its political depth. When people understand what employers, landlords, administrators, or officials rely on, they can identify pressure points and see their own importance more clearly. The result is not just better tactics, but a change in self-understanding. People move from spectators to participants with agency. McAlevey's emphasis here is important because it links education and action. Power analysis is not an academic exercise detached from struggle. It is part of the organizing process itself. In the book's logic, movements become more effective precisely when ordinary people are trusted to think strategically, not merely to supply numbers at rallies or votes at meetings. Thirdly, organic leaders and one-on-one conversations as the foundation of real organizing. Another central theme is McAlevey's preference for organic leaders over habitual activists. Organic leaders are people who already have credibility in their workplace, neighborhood, or community, even if they are not politically experienced. The organizer's job is to identify those people and build relationships with them. This leads to one-on-one conversations, which the book treats as the most important everyday organizing practice. These conversations are not casual outreach. They are structured listening sessions designed to learn what people care about, what networks they belong to, and whether they are willing to move from private frustration to collective action. McAlevey argues that this labor-intensive method is necessary because broad-based power cannot be built by repeatedly activating the same small circle of committed supporters. If a campaign wants majority support, it must reach beyond activists and into the social structure of the group itself. The practical implication is that organizing is slower and more demanding than mobilization, but far more capable of producing deep commitment and sustained collective discipline. Fourthly, majority strike strategy and the logic of disrupting employer dependence. The book gives special attention to strikes because they expose how power works in capitalist workplaces. McAlevey's argument is that workers are most effective when they can withdraw the cooperation that employers depend on to make profit and run institutions. A strike is therefore not simply a protest gesture. It is a strategic interruption of business as usual. But the book insists that not every strike is equally powerful. Its preferred model is one in which an overwhelming majority of workers participate, because majority participation increases legitimacy, reduces the employer's ability to isolate leaders, and makes the disruption difficult to contain. This emphasis on scale is one of the book's defining features. McAlevey is skeptical of campaigns that rely on small groups of highly engaged participants while the larger workforce remains passive. She sees those efforts as vulnerable to co-optation or defeat. The strike's sections therefore show how organizing is tied to concrete power, not just moral appeal. Winning requires preparation, internal unity, and the ability to sustain pressure over time. Lastly, what the book says about the limits of elite-driven progressive politics, No Shortcuts, is also a critique of the broader progressive ecosystem. McAlevey argues that too many organizations depend on insiders, consultants, or professional advocates who substitute expertise for membership power. In her view, this weakness helps explain why many campaigns generate publicity but fail to transform institutions or build lasting collective strength. The book is not simply anti-professional. Rather, it warns that professionalization can crowd out the participation that movements need to endure. This critique extends beyond labor to social movements more generally, including community-based and electoral efforts. McAlevey suggests that durable power comes from building organizations rooted in everyday relationships and broad participation, not from relying on a few talented messengers or media-centered bursts of activity. That is what makes the book distinctive within the organizing genre. It is both theoretical and tactical, but its deeper purpose is to challenge readers to rethink what power means. Instead of asking how movements can get attention, it asks how ordinary people can build the capacity to win and to hold gains over time. In conclusion, No Shortcuts is best suited for labor organizers, union members, community activists, and readers who want a serious account of how collective power is built rather than performed. It is especially useful for people frustrated by campaigns that generate visibility but not durable structural change. Because McAlevey offers a concrete alternative rooted in majority participation, organic leadership, and disciplined organizing. The book also benefits readers who want to understand why some workplace and movement efforts succeed while others stall, since it provides a framework for analyzing power rather than just tactics. What sets it apart from many books in the same field is its insistence that organizing is not just a style of activism, but a different theory of change. McAlevey does not romanticize spontaneity or rely on abstract moral appeals. Instead, she makes a hard-edged case for deep relational work, strategic power analysis, and the discipline needed to move large groups of ordinary people into collective action. That combination of critique and method gives the book lasting value for both study and practice. If you would like to support Jane F. McAlevey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.